Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And this morning I'm coming to you from inside of our sanctuary, standing in front of some of our stained glass here in the sanctuary. And I'm standing here to draw your attention to the stained glass, and to those of you who've worshiped here in person are probably familiar with it, but you may not realize that the stained glass on this side of the church, the south side, tells a story. All five panes of stained glass tell the story of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, the gospel story. The five panels on the north side of the sanctuary tell the story of creation and a few other stories from the Old Testament. But both sets of stained glass windows tell a story, and which has got me thinking about the importance of story. This last weekend, myself and a few other members of the church here attended our synod's gathering and our assembly. And we, at that, which is a collection of churches in Northern California and Northern Nevada, and our keynote speaker during the weekend talked about story and the importance of storytelling. And so I've been thinking about that a lot lately, and she led us in some exercises and gave us some prompts to encourage us to think about stories and things like, I thought it was all over when, and then you just continue the sentence and say, what was a time when you thought it was all over? Or I had hope when, or I knew the end was not near when, and you complete that sentence and begin to tell a story. So the practice of being able to identify times in your life when significant things happened and then reflect on how you tell the story of those events, which is important, because our lives ultimately are made up of story. They're made up of experiences. And as Christians, as followers of Jesus who lean on and count on the gospel story, I think it's interesting and helpful for us to then reflect upon how our story intersects with the gospel story, the story of Jesus and his life, and to reflect upon how and when and where we encounter Jesus in our lives. When do we see the love of God reflected in another person? When do we reflect it ourselves? And so to think of those times, and then even think about how you would tell the story of those situations or those things happening and why you would tell this story. Because the perspective by which we tell a story tells a lot about what we think or thought was important. And over time, as we retell a story, we may even tell it slightly different as we've come to learn more about it. You know, when I think about the story, when I sense a call to ministry, the things that I hold up as being important today when I tell that story are probably different, and I focus on different things than I did when that first happened in 2005. What are the stories of your life? What are the stories that you're telling? What are the stories that are important that have really become foundational for you? I think of 12-step programs where they encourage people to get up and introduce themselves and tell their stories. There's power in telling those stories and sharing them and revealing ourselves to others so that we can get to know each other a bit more intimately and support one another and love one another in spite of our stories. Sometimes our stories help us connect with others. But just thinking about stories and my personal story and the story of God's love for each and every one of us, expressed through the person of Jesus Christ, and the stories that are told throughout the Gospels of the ways that Jesus interacted with other humans, and wondering how they would tell those stories. You know, we have a few examples of how they did some encounters. the woman at the well and going on and telling people that Jesus saw her, knew her, even though she didn't tell him anything about herself. So the power of story, something to consider, something to ponder. Maybe you just want to read a good story this week, but something to reflect upon on this Wednesday morning. I encourage you to stay cool. It's warm here in the beginning of the week, and we'll taper off, at least those of us here in Northern California. And I look forward to seeing you again, whether it's here in this space or in this space as we gather for worship. Bye now.